And why not start now? This weekend, a plane will land on the ice not far from the North Pole. Out will pile a group of people who've paid more than $10,000 apiece to run in the annual North Pole Marathon. The founder is Richard Donovan of Ireland. He ran all by himself in 2002, and he now has company, and Mr. Donovan is on the line. Where are you now?
I'm actually on Svalbard, an island off the coast of Norway.
The same place where they were having the conference with the oil people.
Exactly, yeah.
And how will you get from there to the North Pole?
An Antonov jet, which is a Russian cargo plane, will land here tomorrow, and it will fly the group up to the North Pole, and we'll literally land on the Arctic ice near the geographic North Pole.
Then you'll run a race on a course that you lay out on the ice, is that right?
That's right. It's a certified 26.2-mile marathon. It's a legitimate and internationally recognized competitive marathon race, and people... I'll set out a circuit that will be approximately 5 kilometers so that I can avoid any breaks in the ice so competitors don't have to be jumping over leads and things like that.
So you won't go 26 miles in a line, you'll go several times in a circle.
Exactly.
Will you ever actually go to the North Pole?
Oh, yes. The North Pole camp is in the immediate proximity of the exact geographic North Pole, and we will fly by helicopter the remaining 40 or 50 miles. I mean, the interesting thing about the North Pole in this race is that you're actually floating all the time. If you were to set up a course at exactly 90 north, by the time people get running, they'll have actually floated away from that location.
Mr. Donovan, you've run this race before. What exactly are the ideal conditions for a marathon at the North Pole?
Minus 25 degrees centigrade, clear blue skies, and no wind.
Minus 25, is that on the warm side?
That would be, you know, the average.
Do you get overheated?
Ironically, one of the factors in this race is you have to wear certain layers of clothing, and you do overheat. So heat is ironically a problem. But it's a strange thing. You wear very light layers of clothing. That's the key. You're not dressed like a Michelin man as such, but you're wearing these really light layers. So most competitors will look like they're wearing a tracksuit.
I have to ask what you like about this marathon.
I like the fact it brings people who have, I guess, a sense of adventure, who wouldn't otherwise have the time to maybe go on a six-month expedition or something. But it gives them an opportunity to go to a place like the North Pole and do something physical and feel like they deserve their right to get up there.
It's exploration for the modern age. A few hours and you're done.
Yeah, it's a hybrid of things, adventure and exploration and running itself.
Well, Mr. Donovan, good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Richard Donovan is the creator of the North Pole Marathon, which gets underway tomorrow.